All right, guys, welcome back to the Joy in Jesus podcast. We are your hosts, the Childs Brothers. I'm Derek. This is Dylan. And we are excited for today. Dylan, give us an intro on what the podcast is about.
Guys, we are so stoked. The podcast, our mission is to help everyone feel the joy that comes through the process of becoming a Christ-centered missionary.
Mm-hmm. And so what this means is that we know that happiness and joy come by focusing on Jesus. And today we are excited to be talking about something that is very important. It's a topic that Jesus continually teaches. And that topic is the topic of service and how it brings joy in our lives. And the thing is as missionaries or as people who are disciples of Jesus Christ, who are trying to follow Jesus Christ, there's one thing that I want to kind of kick us off with. The first thing is I'm actually going to read a scripture. And this scripture stood out to me, and I'm going to give an example. I'm going to share an experience. In fact, before I get into this, let me share a cool experience. When I was 18 years old, I'm going to give a shout out to Aunt Amy and to my cousin Blake. Aunt Amy, she invited me to come to their family reunion on the side that wasn't my family side. And they invited me to come spend time with my cousin Blake, and it was super, super cool. And I remember as we're driving to the beach, we went to Myrtle Beach because they have an annual family reunion every single year. And I remember going to the beach and I was super excited and I was like, oh, this is going to be perfect. I'm going to spend all this time like on the beach and it's going to be all about like rejuvenation. Like we're going to have a blast and like, I'm going to have so much fun. And then what happened was, my Aunt Amy, she says this thing, she turns to her kids and she wasn't saying this to me, but it stood out to me and it's been a memory of mine and like a core point, turning point in my life for a lot of things. She says, I promise you that if you focus on making everybody else's trip better, then your trip will be better. And I took that to heart. And so what I did is I ended up focusing on making everybody else's experience incredible. So I was like making sure I talked to everybody, making sure like I knew everybody's name, making sure nobody was feeling alone, making sure, and this wasn't even my family. This was my family's family. And so it was really interesting. And so I ended up spending that. And I remember it being like the funnest trip of my entire life. And so I took that experience and I was like, oh my gosh, it really is true. When you focus on other people, then your life becomes more fulfilled. And it's not just because it's other people, it's because of, actually, I'm gonna open up to a scripture that stood out to me this week. Mosiah 2:17, classic. Let's go to Mosiah.
Best way to start a podcast is with a scripture.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. Where is this?
Let's open up the Word of God.
Oh, there we are. Okay, let's see. Mosiah. Afterwards, Words of Mormon. Okay, 2.
Well, while you're bringing that up, I just want to say something real fast. I love that this topic of service is all about other people. Let me actually just pull up something real fast that I actually took a screenshot of. Mm. I looked at the definition of service. Mm. And this is what it says. So it says, according to the world, this is what service is. And I think if Jesus were right here, he would say,
according
to Google, it says, service is the action of helping or doing work for somebody. And then it later says, assistance or advice given to customers during and after sale of goods, perform routine maintenance or repair work on, you know, something. And it's really, I just pick a couple things out, and it will probably go with the scripture you're about to read. It's about helping. It's about improving the work or life of another being and their state. So when we go and focus on our service, we're actually focusing on others.
Mm.
So, which I guess in turn helps us.
Yeah, and Brother Benjamin, Brother King Benjamin in Mosiah, this is when he is, so he's a king and he's in the service of others. And this is one of the best examples of servant leadership that we have in scriptures from my personal opinion. And it says, "And behold, I tell you these things that you may learn wisdom," not knowledge, wisdom, "that you may learn that when ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God." So we know that serving people is serving God. Loving people is loving God. And that is so powerful. And then, you know, it's kind of cool because in the next scripture it says, "Behold, ye have called me your king. And if I, whom ye call your king, do labor to serve you, then ought not ye to labor to serve one another?" So I love this because it goes back to that principle of lose yourself and you'll find yourself. And it's the biggest paradox in the world. And my mentor, he says this thing, and I love this. He says, what are the 7 most important words? They are, this is his personal opinion, but I found these to be so true in my own life. He says, it's not about you, it's about them. It's not about you, it's about them. And I remember the first time I heard that, when I heard that from my mentor, Ben Ward, he ended up then later, it reminded me of an experience, another experience I had. And, you know, I'll let you take the mic in a second. But when I was in the MTC, in the Missionary Training Center, what happens is they have like a general authority sometimes that'll speak. Sometimes it's a world broadcast. But I was in Mexico and Elder Bednar came. And it was super cool. You know, he did like a Q&A at the very end of him talking to people. Actually, now that I think about it, so I don't remember the talk itself, but I remember him doing the Q&A because this is what stood out the most to me. And he's asking all these questions and I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, hey, what question can I ask him? You know, just because I kind of want to talk to him. I'm like, oh, I want to talk to him. And so I like prepared this question. I was like, okay, this is going to be sick. And then I asked this question. I don't even remember my question perfectly, but it was something along the lines of, how can I be the best missionary in, I don't know what it was. How can I be the best missionary doing, and I don't remember what it was.
He's like, stupid question. No, I'm just kidding.
The funny part is that's what he said.
Wait, actually?
He didn't say stupid question. He looks at me and he's like, it's not about you. And I just remember like the whole room got quiet. Like, it was quiet, but it was like, oh, it was crazy. And he's like, it's not about you. Elder Bednar said this to me.
Wow.
And for those who study what Elder Bednar says, he's really big on it's about them. And I mean, so is everybody that follows Jesus Christ, right? But when he called that out to me, that like hit me like a rock. And I learned quickly that being a missionary is being a tool and nothing more. You're not the guy swinging the hammer. You're just the hammer. And however the Lord needs you to be is how I should be or how we should be.
I totally agree on that, D. That's such a good point that when we go out and serve, it's not about yourself. Even though one side effect of serving could be like self-satisfaction or joy, right? Thus the Joy in Jesus podcast, right? Quick plug.
Shameless plug.
It can be for us, but when it's all about somebody else, we are automatically edified. We are automatically just improved people. We just feel so much happier and enlightened. And the reason that is because we're shining more of the light of Jesus Christ. I'm sure a lot of people can confidently say when they think of the life of Jesus Christ, the first word or one of the first 3 words that come to mind is service. His life was dedicated to service. So think of what a true follower of Jesus Christ would do. They would just copy exactly what Jesus Christ did. Consecrate their life to the service of others.
Yeah.
And I remember in preparation of this podcast, me and Derek were kind of talking and he said, and just quickly mentioned something of the first 2 great commandments. And do you kind of want to explain a little bit of what your thought process was of service and those first 2 great commandments?
Yeah. Actually, I'm mind farting.
No, that's okay. Blanking. I can take that over because
hit me. Yeah.
So it was, you know, love God and love your neighbor as unto thyself.
Mm-hmm.
But why would that be the first 2 great commandments? You know, it's because of that principle you just said, the Elder Bednar, you know, bajo la caña,
yeah,
on you, right?
Yeah,
just like dropped cane. It's because we feel the most satisfaction when we're not thinking about ourselves. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah, it feels so backwards. And I remember talking to Jenner, our brother-in-law. He's an awesome example for us. But he just says, I remember him telling me, he's like, the world is telling us right now, the world is telling us that you should go treat yourself. But the answer is giving of yourself. And it's so interesting, you know, we talk about the law of sacrifice and, like, you know, the Lord loves effort. And it's really interesting because what effort is giving of your, giving your efforts. It's the giving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sanctifies us, right? You know, all the books and saints, it talks about that. It's their trials that sanctified them, their efforts, their sacrifices was the giving of their hearts in the direction of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Let me add on to that just real fast.
Yeah.
So I mentioned the worldly definition of service.
Yeah.
Right? Which was, well, I'm just going to mention it one more time, the action of helping or doing work for someone. And now here's what I looked up in the topical guide of the scriptures. And so this is the Lord's way of defining, or just some synonyms of service. And I'm just going to mention the quick list that it has right here. It says commitment, dedication, duty, good works, priesthood, magnifying callings within, self-sacrifice, servant, serve, work, and worship. Those were all synonyms of under the topical guide of service. And I thought that was so interesting. And so I went and looked up some of those words like servant, and this is what it says. It says, see also minister, serve, service, slavery, and stewardship.
Hmm.
And I remembered one thing that I learned on the mission of the word minister. Minister just means to give. And if we kind of connect the dots a little bit, if A plus B equals C, then C plus B equals A, you know.
Hmm.
You know, if we connect the dots a little bit and say, if I am ministering to someone, that just means I'm giving to someone. Mm. Thus, I am serving them.
Mm.
That's why the church is going so hard on just being a minister, ministering brothers, you know, pod groups to make sure that we're all getting together, you know. If I think about it just a little bit more and just simplifying service, it's to bring people together.
Yeah.
It's to make us happy all in one whole, right? And I was reading in my scriptures today in Doctrine and Covenants 38, and there was a scripture that was really cool that was pretty much just saying all that God does is unify. That's why we have a church. People are like, why do we even have a church building? Well, it's to unify us. It's to probably symbolically represent the celestial kingdom where we are all getting together in one heart, one mind, and feeling the joy in Jesus Christ and his atonement.
Yeah. You know, there's a little thought that I had as we were sharing all this. So I run sales teams, and there's this common practice in most of sales culture, because sales culture is very hustle and grind, which I appreciate. I think it's awesome. some people are like super against hustle culture, and sometimes I think it can be toxic because it's not focusing on like the most important things. But the thing that I think is really interesting is we work so hard during the week, and then on the weekends, people say, well, I need to go treat myself because that's how I need to rejuvenate. And the interesting part about that is we use the term in our culture, we say attack isolation, because oftentimes people think that isolating and then sleeping extra, don't get me wrong, sleeping has its place, like you should for sure sleep. But when you overindulge in that thing, thinking that it's going to be its own thing, or when you spend time doing video games or your own or watching TV or whatever that you think is going to rejuvenate you, the reality is what we're actually seeking, although we might say personal time is the way we try to do that. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes you need personal time. I'm not negating that. But most of the time, I have found that to elevate these cultures in sales and people's production and behavior and mindset and heart set and spirituality is when they connect. People are seeking connection. And the interesting part about that is it takes an extra effort to go connect. And so we say attack isolation, in other words, go connect. And so we make it mandatory to be at team activities on Saturday, on Sunday, which is, you know, a team barbecue where they're connecting intentionally, and that fills the cup. And so anyways, there's a million things that we could go over, but I would say just for our short podcast today, I would invite everybody who's listening in, go and see what is one tiny thing you can do today to focus on other people. Because as it says in the scriptures, and I'm actually going to pull up one last scripture to kind of mark us off, you know, send us home with some good words of knowledge. Let's see. Matthew. So this is Matthew 10:39. It's one of my favorite verses, actually. And it says this. He that loveth father or, oh, excuse me, that was 37. We're going to go to 39. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So see what's one thing that you can do. Maybe you send a text. Maybe you do something like that. We did a study in our elders quorum, and we asked the sisters and people in the ward, what is something that you guys, what's the most preferred type of ministering that you like? And they said just a simple text. So it's interesting that the most simple thing is what's preferred the most. Just a simple text. Hey, how are you doing? So whatever that one thing seems, there's somebody that comes to your mind today, text them. Hey, I'm thinking about you. Hey, I want to reach out to you. Hey, I hope you're doing well. Or hey, maybe be the silent service guy today. But anyways, guys, this podcast is to inspire us and understand that joy comes through Jesus Christ, being selfless like him, serving, focusing on others. And I think we want to leave you off with that. I'll let you do the outro, brother.
Awesome. Guys, we love you so much. We are so excited to be together and doing this podcast. So go choose to serve. And that's the joy in Jesus Christ. Jajajopata.
Ciao.